I'm falling through empty space and it hits me. I've forgotten to water the baby.
You're wrong.
No, 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 you're wrong.
Let's go to the well.
Please help me.
What's next album about and can we get a sneak peek?
Well, it's an intersectional dissection of why I wasn't invited to my own 30th birthday party by my mother, and it's called Lollipop Gumdrop Boohoo.
We are in hour 12 of our charity fundraiser and we've just hit our first target. We've got 50 quids.
50 big quids, as they say in the city. Thank you to everyone who has donated so far. Obviously, yes, I'm still here in my bath of beans.
We are doing our bit too.
And as you've probably seen on my Insta, I've shaved everything. Okay, yeah. Not the head, but front, back, and as far in as you can go.
Right.
And I don't regret it at all. I feel streamlined in these beans like an otter, a writhing little charity otter.
You're glistening.
Yeah, well, so that's what I've done. Chris, what have you been up to?
Amy, this is a bit of a personal milestone for me, but yeah. I am wearing brand new jeans. Go on, touch it. That's brand new denim.
I don't want to touch it.
It's crisp. It's so tight.
Does look it.
Yeah. We are having a lot of fun, aren't we? But let's just take a moment to remind ourselves of the very important cause that we are raising money for today.
11-year-old Lottie Brisket is one of the many Ickleworth residents suffering from debilitating migraines.
Halloween.
Little Lottie's bedroom faces directly onto the lighthouse.
And while the UK's only inland lighthouse is a valuable source of tourism for the town, it does come at a cost because nobody knows how to switch it off.
Ensuring a terrible night's sleep for anyone unlucky enough to be trapped within the perimeter of its all-seeing gaze.
It has taken such a toll on poor Lottie's little eyes and brain. This light is so bright, it's going through her curtains like the tissue paper. It's even going right through the cladding. This is not a well-made housing estate. These people are living in hell.
They are living in hell. So we are trying to raise 150 big old quids to buy Lottie and her mother Helena some industrial strength blackout curtains.
And these are the curtains developed in Las Vegas with all those lights keeping Elvis Presley in the dark. Mr. Patel, what are you doing today to help the charity cause?
Mr. Patel is on his phone.
Mr. Patel.
Hello. We're presenting a radio show, charity special. What are you doing on your phone, mate?
Oh, just some admin stuff.
You've been glued to that. All afternoon.
It's like a bloody teenager, isn't he? Mr. Patel, what are you doing for charity?
Was I supposed to do something?
I thought you'd done a special charity appeal.
Yeah, I have it on there. Should I read it?
Yes, if you've got a charity appeal, I think now's the time.
For all charity, not only this one, but for all charity, I have a charity appeal. It's more efficient this way, to have one charity appeal for all charities.
We'd love to hear it.
Every year, people are dying. Some people are too hot. Some people are too cold.
I don't need a bag.
I know a man who doesn't have a bicycle. Give. Give now.
Okay, well, that was certainly something. And Mr. Patel, you're straight back on your phone immediately. What's going on?
I have this disease. I can't be bothered. I think it's called ADHD.
No, I've got ADHD. It's not that.
Right, Amy, we should do the next. You're on your phone. What are you doing? We've got a job to do.
I can't be bothered.
Amy, what are you doing? We're doing the work.
I'm actually doing something very crucial to my life.
What's happening?
I've been messaged by a family member, a long-lost family member.
There's already enough here and there's enough Winnets hanging around the perimeter of Ickleworth.
No, he's not even from Ickleworth. He's from abroad. He's a mysterious foreign cousin that I've never heard of, but he's contacted me this morning from Facebook Marketplace. We're really getting along. I just put, you know, the 3-digit security code on the back of your card and he put LOL. I thought, yeah, he gets me. He sent me memes. We've sent memes back and forth. And,
you need to be careful. Don't be giving out personal information to strange
family.
Foreign men on the internet.
He is family. So anyway, I've said if he's ever over here in Blighty, he can stay. But
what, you've invited a strange man to stay with you and you haven't even met him before?
It's not the first time and it won't be the last. Right, we'll be back after this ad break.
Hello, it's me, Terry, with an eye, infecting. And I've been going effing jeffing bonkers over here at Badger Bingo. The lad that put me bed up said I need a nap. I said, no, Tar, I've just woken up. But he meant an application for your smartphone. And I've waxed not one, not two, but three payday loans getting him to make it.
Oh, no, I've only lost the car.
Shh.
kids are asleep.
That's right, you can now have all the fun of bingo from the comfort of your own home. You can play bingo 2 a.m. Nobody can stop you.
Hang about. Bingo, go, go!
You got a problem.
Badger your bingo. Putting bingo first.
Oh, back in the game. Bingo, go, go.
And now, time for the headlines. First off, lead story, there's a bit of good news. It appears there's been a breakthrough in the Ken Fink missing persons case. Police Commissioner Cahill is making a statement.
Hello, we have just received a message attached to a brick from Ken Fink. Yes, the message was written in his own blood and feces, but it tells us that he's alive and well and to stop looking for him because he's having an absolutely lovely time on holiday, apparently. So that's case closed for us because, I mean, who else would have access to his excrement and blood?
And finally, Ickowick residents are in the middle of a town-wide charity appeal to buy industrial-strength blackout curtains for little Lottie Brisket. We spoke to Lottie and her mother Helena earlier today, and this is what they had to say.
The flipping light is just so bright.
Yeah, it's burning me eyeballs. It's really horrible. It's burning me eyeballs, it's burning me brain. It's like a bunch of bats just flying about in my skull, hitting me bones again and again. It's torturous. Like the eyes, Sauron just ruddy staring at me all the time. I'm only 11. Chris Parvin!
Now, one of our brave residents, Paddy O'Furniture, is doing his bit by swimming the Weep estuary for little Lottie. Let's head over to our very own Simon Toke, who's cheering him on from the banks. Simon, how's he doing?
How's Paddy getting on, Simon?
Not great. He's been sucked away by the current straight off. He's zooming down that river. It is way too strong for him. Way too... Has anyone... Someone grab his legs. Can anyone grab his legs? He got a stick. Get a stick right now. Oh, my God.
So what's happening?
Take us through it, beat by beat.
Poor old Paddy. Oh, he got in the river. Yeah. You know he's not strong, don't you? He's only a little guy. He's very skinny and very pale.
And old. Very old.
Well, he's actually only about 10 years older than us, but he looks really
old. Joking.
Yeah, I know. And the thing is, he'll do what you tell him. So if you say, like, go swim in the river for that hill, he'll be like, yeah, I'll go swim in the river for that hill. That's not how he talks.
Just die, so, at all.
Swept him straight away. He's right, we're going to have to get running again. Have you got that net? Grab that net. We'll see if we can get him in the net.
We'll be joining you later.
Check back in. Yeah. And I'm sure that Paddy is going to turn this around.
Oh, God, he's gone!
Not brilliant news,
no,
I would
but
say.
He's just started off. It's going to be
it's
fine.
Just off, yeah, you get used to it. You acclimatise.
You have a visitor. Visitor outside for you.
Visitor? Oh, can you put him on the intercom thing? Hello?
Hey!
Hello?
Hey, it's Cousin Dunk!
Hello.
Yeah, you said I could come over whenever I wanted to stay, so I came.
Cousin Dunk!
Yeah.
That is fast, because you only messaged this morning.
When I received a text, I thought, why wait?
Come in, Mr. Mattel, can you buzz him in?
How is he related, dear?
I don't know, you just messaged him to you. Oh, is he here now? Hello!
Oh, there she is.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, so good to see you, cousin. How are you?
I'm in a bath of beans, but other than that, I'm very good.
Mate, a bed and a better meal. Breakfast and bed.
Breakfast and bed. I'm the meal.
You haven't aged a bit since I last saw you.
No.
And you were a baby.
Was I?
Yeah.
Oh, that's weird, because I thought I was older than you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ah, crazy, the world we live in.
It's crazy.
Don't touch that button.
Why? What's it do?
I'm not allowed to touch it.
So hit it again, it's flashing. Oh, look at me, I'm a DJ.
Stop. Stop messing around my equipment.
Oh, sorry, mate.
He did that and I didn't do that, Mr. Patel.
This is Chris.
Oh, come here, mate. Put your hand down. Let's give it an American hug.
It's very tight. Too
nice
tight.
Shoulders. Oh, it's like America versus England all over again, eh?
Where is it in America?
World War!
World War! Where is it in America you are from?
Oh, you ever heard of the musical Chicago?
Oh!
Yeah?
Yeah, there.
You're from there?
I'm from Chicago, where wind was invented.
Can't believe that you literally messed
yeah, you
me
tell
up.
It. You tell it.
What is the story of how you two have met?
Family's family, isn't it? That's the thing.
How are you related?
Cousins.
On which side?
Cousins are cousins,
cousins
mate.
Cousins are cousins. So my mum's cousin has a cousin, and then apparently, I can't remember, it got
a
bit vague after
that. Cousin is related to my family. Yeah. Which side? You choose, because either side would be correct, mate.
He messaged me on Facebook Marketplace.
Marketplace, yeah, because you didn't respond to my other texts.
No, that's right, because he blocked, because it said warning,
box or something.
But I'm not a robot, as you can see.
it's definitely not a robot.
Not a robot. No,
no, I just got the text, driven straight to the airport, got on the plane, flew here, landed here, got in a cab, came straight over.
Yeah.
How are you going to spend your time in Ickleick? What's the plan? What are you up to, I guess? Oh,
the plan is to hang out with my cousin. Haven't seen him for so long, you know?
Yeah.
Just hang out. We can eat together from the food that you buy. And I can, live in your house. We don't have to pay any rent or anything. Like, it's so exciting.
I was going to explain this. I didn't really say in the message. Because when I said you could stay any time.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, no.
I will.
No,
tonight, hopefully.
Yeah. Mm. Yes. Yeah, what I didn't get around saying is I live in a caravan.
I've lived in smaller places.
Yeah.
But it is quite a crowded caravan. There's a few. You've got the lady in the iron lung.
Yeah.
You've got the band.
Yeah.
From the Ickleick Agricultural Festival.
Wow. Yeah. Yeah,
this sounds exciting.
Cool.
I can't wait to meet everyone.
He's a character.
That's Dunk.
Is he?
Dunk. Dunk, isn't it? Dunk.
Cousin Dunk, yeah.
Cousin Dunk, yeah.
Well, my friend call me James sometimes.
Do they? Why? Yeah.
Just because it makes them feel better.
I just think when family connect, it's a really beautiful thing.
Yeah.
And I'm glad Chris is here as well. Mm. But I don't want you to feel left out by the bond that we've got instantly.
I always say, don't rush into relationships with people
with family.
Say that they're biologically related to you, but could easily not be.
Was that rehearsed? Because that sounded very shoddy, mate.
I'm just thinking that maybe this is all going a little bit quick. And what do you do for a what do you do for a living, Mr. Duncan?
Do you really want to ask that question, man?
Say, Amy, what have we got next to do on the video show?
I'm sorry to interrupt, but there's a very big celebrity's message we have to play.
Celebrity message. It's all happening, isn't it? You've come on the right day.
Yeah, hopefully it's my friend Barack Obama.
You know Barack Obama?
He's one of my celebrity friends.
Wow, an American president. What are the chances of that?
I would say quite slim. Going right up to impossible.
Hi, I'm Jeremy Clarkson. It's a hard job.
Raising money for charity to buy blackout blinds to block out light from an inland lighthouse.
That pulled up outside your house, you'd think.
Oh, for God's sake!
I'm Jeremy Clarkson.
And I know Richard Hammond.
Oh, yes.
This is brilliant.
Charity.
Jerry Halliwell.
I'm bringing awareness to
the blackout blinds for the lighthouse.
If I could describe it, everlasting like the sun. We've been put up with it in this country. These are living, breathing human beings. Hi. I'm Davina.
I have to say, actually, and I'm joking apart, I have guilt, and I had no idea
how bright the lighthouse is.
It's not enough research done
into industrial strength blackout blinds.
How many iPhones have we had in the last 10 years? 10. Anyway, thank you so much. And
my name is Davina McCall.
I'll see you soon.
Wow, all them celebrities.
Yeah.
Davina McCall.
Why?
You've heard of Davina?
Heard of her? I know her.
Davina McCall?
You know Davina McCall?
Who doesn't know Davina McCall?
We don't know Davina McCall.
Oh, you got to know Davina McCall.
So what's she like then, if you know her so well?
Oh, she is so kind. She speaks.
Yeah.
You listen.
Yeah.
She mostly does press-ups.
Are we talking about the same Davina McCall?
Davina McCall.
Oh, I thought you were talking about Davina McCall, the celebrity bird.
No.
You're talking about Davina McCall, the woman who does press-ups.
Yes.
Do you remember when she goes, one, and then she does a push-up, and she goes, two, and then she just keeps going.
Okay.
That's what we're talking about.
Okay.
Same Davina McCall,
Davina McCall.
Sorry, confusion there.
Yeah.
But you don't know Davina McCall.
Did I just explain how she does her push-ups?
But I didn't know if you'd met her in real life. That's the thing.
Would I know that story if I hadn't met her in real life?
No.
Would I come to you, look you square in your eyes and lie to you?
No, you wouldn't.
I would not.
You would not. Chris Piper
everywhere. We are going to check back in with our roving reporter, Simon Tuck, and find out how Paddy's charity swim is going. Simon, do you have an update for us?
Hey, Simon Tuck here. Give us a Tuck.
Please don't use a catchphrase.
It's not going great. It's not going great, guys. I'm afraid we're rolling after him, right? Kev got that big stick he's got. You know he's always carrying that big stick.
Yep.
He goes, oh, I'll use my big stick. You know, so we're like, all right, it's not reached. It's going too fast for that, to be honest. So,
Simon, where's Paddy?
Well, point is, we thought, right, so other Simon said, right, I'll get him on the bridge. He got Kev sick. He goes, I'll put the stick down. Pads can grab the stick. We'll pull him up. But he was going that fast. The stick just like, straight on his head. And I think we really hurt him, actually. I mean, there's another bridge about a mile down the river, so we're going to try again. But to be honest, we need rain. We're knackered. We're absolutely knackered. I don't know how Paddy must be. If I'm knackered, how's about Paddy then, eh? And he's taking on a lot of water.
Thank you, Simon.
Good God, that's quite bad. That's worse than it was. Mr. Patel, could we have a check-up on where we are with the donations, please?
£37.50.
Hey! Hang on, what were we before?
5160.
That's going down. What's happened?
I have no idea what's happening.
What? Less money than hell? How's that supposed to happen?
Yeah, well, I've got my suspicions.
Well, if you need me to look into it, I'm, you know, I've just arrived. I'm a bit jet lagged, but I'd love to help out.
Would you really?
Hey, that's what family does.
Family's family.
Family is family.
Family is family. That would be great. Do you have sort of a history of... Are you a detective? I didn't even ask what you did. Are you a detective?
Yeah,
or?
I did a summer with the NYPD. New York Police Department, if you didn't know.
I didn't know.
Yeah.
Didn't you have the NYPD in Chicago?
Oh, it's all over, mate.
What did you learn there, then?
Mostly de-escalation. For instance, if I'm walking, you know, I just do it now. Like if I'm just, like, walking up.
Yeah.
And someone's, like, accusing you of something. You know?
Wow.
Just de-escalated the situation before it escalated.
And is that a regulation chokehold?
Regulation. No, this would be a regulation.
Oh, right.
Something popped. Something popped in my neck.
It does happen sometimes.
And now can we go to an advert, please? Could someone reinflate my throat?
Are you tired? Did you catch your husband leering at your waitress, but he's not looked at you that way since the coalition government? Do you stare in the mirror and think there's too much of that, and they look tired and sad and long? If the answer's yes, I'm a state, get yourself down to Sharon Salam on the High Street, where me and my team of very smiley girls, who are all legally entitled to work in the UK, are ready to help you with a range of holistic beauty treatments. We've got seaweed wraps, anal bleaching, up-to-the-ankle massages, fillers and laser hair removal. When we're finished with you, you'll look like a new woman or a gay man. But don't take my fully qualified word for it. Listen to some of our happy customers.
At first, I really didn't want my bum all bleached at all. And yeah, it really did sting. But now my wife lets me sleep in a bedroom on the same floor as her. Thank you, Sharon.
My toenails have got long, yellow and cracked like a bird of prey, but Sharon has come right back and didn't even mention the pierced mice.
So why not pop in for a free consultation and a tour of our state-of-the-art facilities, which include two gender dichotomous bathrooms, just as God intended. Terms and conditions apply. I'm good at my job, but I can't work miracles with bad genetics. So if you've got loads of floppy skin or a big back, I can't promise anything, but we'll send you on your way with a bag for your head.
Welcome back. Now, everyone in the town is doing their bit to raise money for Little Lottie Brisket. And we want to hear what mad things you're all getting up to. So let's go to line one. Now, I can see here we've got someone calling in from an 01923 area code.
Oh, exotic.
Wonder where they're from. Barry, are you there?
Hello, it's Barry.
Hello, Barry.
Hello. I'm going to eat some pork pies.
For charity?
Yes. Well, as many pork pies as I can eat. It's got pork in it and sage, bit of mandarin, maple, pastry, short crusted, bit of jelly on the inside.
Oh, that sounds
bit
great.
Of jelly. Yeah, nice.
Barry, how many do you think you're going to be able to eat?
Two or three big ones. Big ones, not small ones. Bit of pork, bit of jelly in it, as I say.
Yeah.
Short crust.
Yeah. And have you managed to get sponsored for it?
Has anyone sponsored you, Barry?
What do you mean?
To raise the money for the charity.
That's the missing jigsaw piece.
Well, I'm going to eat some pork pies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I think you're doing great work, obviously. How's that helping the charity, the pork pies?
Well, I eat them.
Yeah.
Good idea. What do I do? Ask someone to give me some money.
Okay, Barry. Okay. Let's just go to the next call. Mr. Patel, please.
Hello, it's Pat here.
Hello, oh, Pat.
Hi, Pat.
I have left my oven on overnight for charity.
Right.
Oh, well done. Have you raised any money doing that?
Yes, I've got a list of sponsors that I'd like to thank now. So I'd really like to thank the fella from the Prudential.
No, Pat, please. Cut her off.
Okay, we are going to check back in with our roving reporter, Simon Tuck, who hopefully has some good news about Paddy swimming the estuary. Anything, Simon?
I would love right now to say I've got some good news for you.
Oh, brilliant.
But I do not.
Oh.
Not if you're a fan of Paddy, anyway.
What's happened, Simon?
He's gone.
I
tell you what, he's not finishing this race.
Aye, but he might still. There's a chance that he's still fine.
Oh, you reckon, do you? Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Ask the rescue crew about that. They've given up. They've gone home.
He's given up. Mate.
Yeah, he's gone into the sea. He's gone. Massive waves.
If I know Paddy, he'll be down. He'll be down the steel bag as social, laughing and joking how he always does.
Have they got one of them in heaven? Nah, he's gone.
It's not over till it's over, you know?
It's over.
It's not... Well, it's not, no, it's not technically over.
It's
so.
Not over till the coroner officially calls time of death. And we're not there yet!
Do keep donating, of course. Yeah, you know the number. Donate to our charity fundraiser appeal for Little Lottie Brisket.
And next year, who knows, maybe we can all come together and raise some money for Paddy's family.
Let's try and get a bit of good news. Let's go to the donor meter. Mr. Patel, what are we on? Give us some good news.
£5.
£5?
As in £5?
Yeah, just single digit, £5.
We've been on air for 13 hours and we've got £5.
Let me tell you, these beans have gone into places I didn't know existed.
These beans are bubbling.
So something's happening here because we had £50 and it was £30-odd and now we're at £5.
Amy, wake up. All the donations we've worked equally hard for. You've shaved all your areas and gone wrinkly from bean juice, and I'm wearing these brand new jeans, and it's gone. It's all gone. As soon as this midnight flyby cowboy comes rolling into town, Amy, look at the facts. Cousin Dunk is a crook.
I think you need to calm down, Chris, actually. Wow. He's my
look
family.
Look at the evidence.
He's my family. He would never do such a thing.
And I haven't. I promise you.
Oh, yeah, come on.
I promise you.
I know you haven't. I know you haven't.
Come on. Look, putting two and two together. What else has gone on? He's a crook. He's a no good, nobody, lousy boy.
Oh, he's gone up to 155.
Well, that's better. That's we've hit the
there
target.
There we go. See?
But it's gone down to £3. It's gone down. It is him. He is nicking.
Mr. Patel, what's happening with this donor meter?
I'm really sorry. Somehow I connected my Major Bingo account with my charity account, and I thought Bingo has been my area of expertise, and I will help the charity by making a lot of money, but it's not going well today.
You've connected your Badger Bingo account to the charity?
With the charity, yeah. Numbers are not helping me today.
Oh, my God. Do you know what? We've got Lottie and Helen coming in.
Yeah, they are here.
They're here?
Yeah.
Right, we ain't got anything to give them.
Right, well, they're coming up and I don't know what we're going to say to them.
We haven't got anything for them.
Tell the truth, guys.
We can't tell the truth. We absolutely have. They are. Hello! We're here!
Hi.
Hello!
Come in!
Thank you so much for having us. We are honestly so touched and over the moon that everyone's been really helping out.
Yeah.
I'm just so excited to get the blinds. These addicts have been absolutely driving me crazy.
Driving
me up the wall.
Yeah, well, the thing is about the money and
there's
that's
loads of it and we know.
Yeah. I think you'll laugh at it. You will laugh at this, I think. It's just, that we, the money, as well, it's gone, hasn't it?
We're not going to get the blinds.
It's okay, darling. Don't worry.
No.
Guys, you need me to de-escalate.
No, don't.
No,
sit down. I tell you what, I'm going to give you something even better than blinds.
Really? What's better than blinds?
You can have my caravan.
What?
Yeah, you can live in my caravan.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, yeah, you can just have that. I mean, you won't see any light or anything because it's blocked by the incinerator. There's so much smog. I mean, you really can't see any light at all.
Really?
You know what I mean?
Toasty.
That sounds, honestly, the fact that there's just not going to be that much light, it's a dream come true.
You can live like moles.
Yeah.
So there you go. Do you know what? This has worked out better, hasn't it? It's worked out better.
Absolutely.
Worked out grand.
Let me get you sorted in the caravan.
I will drive you myself.
Mr. Pitt!
Thank you.
Oh. Right, Chris, I'm going to leave you with Dunk.
No.
All right?
Yeah, no.
I'm
going
to leave you with Dunk and we'll all get back to the caravan. Get you nice and cozy.
Perfect.
All right,
right.
We'll see you when I get home, yeah?
Hey, don't leave me with him. So, what do you want to talk about? We can't have dead air.
Well, let's start with an apology.
I don't know.
I've been accused of many things in my life.
Let go. Don't hurt me. I've got brittle bones.
Kidnapping. Stealing people's identities. Pretending to be family members on Facebook. I've never in my life been accused of stealing from a child's charity. Stop crying.
I'm not crying. I'm fine.
Then look up to me if you're fine. That's it. Now you'll say I'm sorry, Cousin Dunk.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry for saying that you've been done stealing stuff.
I'm very upset, Chris.
Please don't be upset.
And keep apologising.
I'm sorry. So I'm sorry.
You're a very polite, hard-working young man.
You're a very polite, hard-working young man. I'm not just saying that. I believe it too.
And no matter what rumours, salacious rumours, have been said around the world, I don't believe a single one of them.
I don't believe anything anyone has said bad about you. I don't believe them. I won't believe them.
Because they're liars, aren't they, Chris?
Yeah, they're liars. They're wild people. Why are they lying?
Who's my friend, Chris?
Am I your friend?
Chris, who's my friend?
Former President Barack Hussein.
Obama.
Obama.
It's Obama, isn't it?
It's Obama.
Should we cut to a news ad, mate?
Yeah, let's go to an ad. Come and get your special offers. Come and see how good it feels. Come and get your discount savings. Come and get your bargain deals.
Claire's Deals, Savings, Bargains, Discounts. Ickawick FM is written and created by Amy Glidhill and Chris Ketchum. And now includes additional material from the cast at no extra cost. Ickawick FM comes with Lucy Beaumont, Jen Rister, Tom Burgess, Ty Campbell, Janice Connolly, Colin Holt, M. Humble, Alex Lowe, Namisha Odedra, Steen Raskopoulos, Nicola Redman, and Mark Silcox. All included in its low, low price. Terms and conditions apply. Music and sound by Jack Louis Simmons and is produced by Benjamin Sutton. Ickawick FM may contain viscous substances and is a Daddy's Super Yacht production for BBC Radio 4.